Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 55 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh.
This is Sammy Hagar's least favorite episode of Cracking the Spine.
Because he can't drive it.
Because he can't drive it. 55.
Zane. I can't drive 55!
Check out those waveforms. Man.
We practiced with the Billy Madison song earlier.
Yes, we. Zane, you're awfully quiet so far.
What do you want me to say?
Talk about Sammy Hagar and your love thereof.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I read a story on Cracked about him.
Oh, let's hear it.
I don't know if I want to tell it. I don't even know if I believe it.
I believe everything on Cracked, so, and I want you to tell it.
Apparently, Sammy Hagar had, like, this deal worked out with, like, the roadies that when, who's the guitarist? Eddie Van Halen. Would go off on,
the
like...
The name of the band, yeah.
Of Van Halen.
Well, there's, like, eight Van Halens. That's why
there's
I asked
two.
Which one.
There's Eddie Van Halen, and then Eddie Jr.
And Alex, who was the guy that Eddie Jr. kicked out of the band.
Yeah, that's those three of them.
So, that's, like, on the way to eight.
But isn't Eddie Jr. named, like, Wolfgang or some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think that was it, yeah.
What a bunch of idiots. Go on.
All right. That during, like, Eddie Van Halen's, like, wicked guitar solos...
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar would go underneath the stage and roadies would have, like, chicks there for him.
Yeah.
Like primed and ready. But, no, the part of it that I
primed
didn't know...
Primed and ready?
Yeah, like, ready to go. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, bald eagle.
Like, yeah, sure. But the part of the story that I read that I didn't believe... Zane is making the worst face.
Yeah.
See, I told you I didn't want to tell this story. Was that apparently he, like, he ran out. Like, he
ran out of chicks?
Nope. No. Semen. Like,
he went dry.
He ran dry, yeah.
He got... Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
All right. We're going to leave it at that. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
No, we're good. We're good. Zane, what are you reading?
Is it
Wait,
Cracked?
I know.
Is it Cracked.com?
I know. The Devil in the White City.
I finished.
Speaking of running out of semen, The Devil in the White City.
No. Let's start over.
This is our most PG-13 podcast yet.
You finished it, Zane?
I finished it.
What did you think?
I liked it.
Okay.
I want to read
good.
It, but go. Just keep talking.
That was all I had to say about it. It's good.
Okay.
I liked it.
All right. Did you start anything else?
I just started My Best Friend's Exorcism.
Yeah.
So.
I wish that I had My Best Friend's Exorcism.
That's not Sammy Hagar.
No. It's Jesse.
Quit getting off topic.
What's his name?
Rick Springfield. Rick Springfield.
Josh, you were reading this week.
No, he wasn't. It's Josh.
I'm drinking. I was reading that Chuck Klosterman book. What if we are wrong?
You read?
I read 100 pages
no,
of it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I can't talk about it, though, because it's not a real book yet, right?
Well, you can sort of, I mean, we sort of talked about it on the show a couple the week
Oh,
you
when I
here.
Wasn't here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I'm reading the entire book in his voice, because I know, now that I know who he is, like, I know him from the Bo Jackson 30 for 30, and he kind of talks like this a lot.
Okay.
Sorry, Chuck Klosterman. I know you're an avid fan.
I sure am.
Damn it, he is. He doesn't really talk. It's not a very good impression, but so I'm reading the whole book like that. But anyway, the subject matter is great. I enjoy it. It's very in depth.
All right.
He gets very into it.
See, I think we've just been giving Josh the wrong books.
I think that's exactly what's been going on. We need to get
a different prescription.
That sounds just like you're drug seeking to me.
Give me some books.
The books you've been giving me, I haven't been doing anything.
Up the dosage.
Sean, what are you reading?
I finished Security, which I liked, actually.
Yeah.
I ended up liking
Did
it a lot
like,
more
like
than...
the twist?
Yeah, I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Right? It,
yeah.
Like, redeems itself.
Kind of.
Where you were last week when we talked, it had, like, plateaued, and you were like, I just don't really see what else there is to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it kind of, it's like, oh, like, it finds a way to remain interesting.
I see, in my head, I see the movie that it should be. And it would
be
a really good movie.
It would have to be told correctly.
Yeah,
but
yeah. We'll talk about we talk about it. We can't talk about
that one. We can't talk about.
No, we get
well,
too,
I didn't read
too,
any of that.
Gives
one.
Too much away. That's all right.
You wouldn't like it.
So I started a book called Black Chalk.
Black Chalk Down. Okay.
No.
Black Chalk.
Black Chalk, by a guy from England.
Uh-huh. Does he also breathe and have toes?
I don't know about the toes. I'm assuming the breathing thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was his first novel.
Okay.
It's about a group of kids in like their freshman year of college at Oxford
University.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not the shirt. And Oxford shirt. Look it up.
Yeah, no, we know what it
Get
is.
Get some culture.
I don't know what the Oxford shirt is.
It's a university. And they decide to play a game, and...
Do you want to play an Oxford game?
It's like... It's like a dark horror suspense kind of thing.
Okay.
And it's told in like flashback and flash forward manner. So, oh, but man. I haven't been able to figure out what exactly the game is, but it really screws somebody up, at least one person, and like it causes them to be a hermit for a while. It's been out for a while. It's a book that anybody can go get. It's something that I didn't have anything like upcoming to read, so I picked this up.
Oh, that's right. You were struggling with something.
Yeah, I didn't feel like reading anything, so I was like, I meant to read this a while back, so I'm reading it, and it's good. I just haven't had much time to read.
Yeah,
I'm the new Josh.
Oh, cool. There's a new me.
Josh read 100 pages this week, and I think I read like 30.
Damn, wow. I 70 pages
Is
outread
it
him.
Because you were having trouble with some of the words.
Oh. Here we go.
Yes, because it's written in British.
Yeah.
So there's
a lot
of like
long memory.
Like flavor has a U in it in this book, like flavour.
Yeah, color,
I had to look it up.
Yeah.
You know,
theater.
Like,
I spell theater the British way.
So yeah, I will admit that some of the words were hard for me. I don't have a problem admitting my shortcomings. I don't. I mean, it's fine for me. You know, if I have a hard time with something, yeah, I'll come out and say it. Yeah.
I didn't know what an Oxford shirt was.
Or
I
I'll
still
come
don't.
Out and say it.
Touché, Zane. Well played. All right. We're going to not take a listener suggestion this week, and instead...
Do whatever we want.
Just like last
Pretty
week.
Much.
See how it goes with our own thoughts.
When will we learn?
Let's see how it goes. Stay tuned.
Okay, welcome back to episode 11 times 5 of Cracking the Spine. I am Josh Anderson.
Double nickel episode, I'm Sean.
Oh. I'm Zane.
No math jokes?
No math jokes.
Damn, Zane.
God, schools, am I right?
Seriously, Zane, what are we going to talk about?
Good question, Sean.
Well,
what are we talking about?
What we're going to talk about? What we're going to talk about is, I know we did it before, but
it's an angry episode.
It could end up being an angry episode because we're going to talk a little bit about adult coloring books, but more about the reaction to adult coloring books.
I would like, before we get started, you sent us all an article, quote unquote.
Both. I sent both of you.
Yes. All right. You sent Zane and I and yourself, because it's on the text thread.
Zane and me.
Phew.
An
that
article.
Kind of day.
Oh, man.
It's
oh,
that kind of day.
Oh, my God. I want to die. You sent us an article about... And I say article because it's the ramblings of a lunatic.
Yeah.
About why that these are
it was
the devil,
it
right?
It was literally... The idea, not the adult coloring book phenomenon, like, as a whole.
But literally the picture.
Specifically coloring, like, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly because it's me. Mandalas?
Yes, yeah. That's how you say it. Yeah.
Like the Eastern European, or Eastern philosophy, like, spirals and, like,
yeah,
Zen.
Yeah.
Like, but the idea...
Well, the Buddhist monks do that sand...
Right.
The sand pictures, you
and,
know.
And the authors...
They're just, like, geometric shapes, right?
Yeah,
they're just, like, things.
Yeah, the author's contention was...
Are they?
Well, here's the rub. The author's contention was that...
The author, quote-unquote.
The person with the keyboard...
Yes.
...was contending that they are literally Satan's work, that...
If you stare at them.
If you spend that much time, like... If you spend that much time and it actually becomes meditative and like zen for you, then you are literally this is not my words, this is what the author said.
Yeah.
We'll have to tweet the article out so people know what we're talking about.
I don't think we should. Just trust us.
So that it you're not praying, it's replacing prayer for you and leading you to the devil. Literally.
Well, this is something that I've had a little experience in.
The devil?
No. Well, yeah, I am the devil. But okay. But since I go to, well, in the past anyway, I've gone to, like, Zen meetups and Zen things.
Okay, yeah.
And there are members of my family who are very deeply religious into the Jesus realm.
I didn't know you had that in your family.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the other, we don't talk about them anymore.
Okay.
But this is something that I've had to, like, deal with in my life.
Okay.
Because they think that this is some sort of, like, they hear, like, the things that people say about, like, Zen and, like, how it, like, like, replaces your anxiety, and they think it, like, fills you with this, like, demon. And that's, like, the thing. That's, like, a thing that they think.
But,
The thing is, I was raised in a Christian, I was raised in a Christian church. But it's a Christian faith.
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that. Like non-Catholics say, like, well, you're not Christian, you're Catholic. But, like, it's Christian.
No,
It's all the same cafeteria.
It's Jesus. Keep going.
Yeah. So, but I never heard any of that shit when I was growing up. That, like,
yeah.
That meditating was, you know, the devil. Like, we didn't.
Oh, it's more of a Baptist.
I was going to say that's like an evangelical Baptist kind of thing to me.
Zane, did you pull up the article?
I do. I have the article, although I can't.
I love the meme. We'll talk about the meme later.
Oh, that's right. No, we'll talk about get into it. There's a meme picture in
there.
I don't
always color, but when I do, I color Bible stories.
There it is.
And then she says,
I'm not endorsing beer either. I don't drink alcohol. Although I'm sure many people think beer is more relaxing than a coloring book. In parentheses, this meme was just a joke.
So that's okay. Can make a joke using the beer man.
Right. Well, as long as you put in the caveat.
The most interesting man in the world from the Dos Equis.
So yeah. what's the title of the article?
The title of the article is Adult Coloring Books and Mandalas, A Warning for Christians.
A warning.
Where did you find this?
A friend of mine on Facebook
posted it. It's from the Last Hiker blog.
Oh, boy.
It
reads like, I thought, I think I texted you guys, I was like, what is this, a poem? There's like paragraphs of sentences, like, it's a sentence.
Yeah, the formatting
right.
is
And then a paragraph, and then another sentence.
The formatting is
You got You got any, like, greatest hits in there, Zane?
Oh man, my nose started bleeding halfway through, so I stopped.
Focusing on mandalas is a spiritual practice where you merge with quote-unquote deities.
This practice opens the door to demons. Yes.
The thing is,
what door?
How is the devil going to get Christians to meditate on mandalas?
Oh man, I don't know.
No Christian would put one in their house and sit and stare at it for an hour.
That's true.
Chanting the sacred word.
The sacred word! We can't say it on this podcast.
It's so sacred.
But if the enemy can get a Christian to stare at a mandala because they are coloring it, he can have them absentmindedly focus their attention on the image, and they will unknowingly open up their subconscious to this image in almost the same way.
Nice try, coloring book.
That enemy is wily.
What's interesting to me is that, to me, especially last night when I read it, it struck me as, like, this is a symbol from a different faith.
Yep.
Yeah.
And thusly,
it's not, though. It's not even that.
Also, what I'm now having to reread it.
Sorry.
Yeah. You pulled it up yourself.
I did because I wanted to reference it. excuse me for actually wanting the thing we're talking about to be in front of
us. Oh, man.
Anyway, today going through it, what's interesting to me is that basically it's trying to say that, like, meditation.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's absolutely, absolutely.
Then what is the difference between meditating on something and praying on something?
I can answer that. I know the answer to that
question.
Nothing.
No. Well, I mean, technically, nothing.
I would say there is a big difference.
But from their point of view, the difference is who you're talking to when you meditate, as opposed to who you're talking to when you pray. And when you're praying, you're talking to the only God that exists, or at least the best one of them all.
I'm not an expert on meditating. I'm beyond layman. But, like, when you're meditating, you're not talking to anybody. You're just letting the shit run in your head.
Right.
Well, I think maybe what's confusing me is I spent a long time going to Quaker churches.
Right.
And in Quakerism, meditating and praying are similar. Basically the same thing. Yeah. Like, you are quiet and reflective, and whether that time is filled with prayer or meditation, like, to me, they were always presented
synonymous.
So I think maybe that's what's confusing me.
Yeah. Well, just know that there are people who think there's a difference and that it's the devil.
It's clearly the devil.
It
starts delving into, like, mysticism and shit, like, real quick. Well, I just feel like all of a sudden it just goes off. This article just goes off the deep
end. They mention alchemy, which is always
alchemy,
great. Because I love that in Skyrim. I love how alchemy is still, like, a thing for some people. Like, what is that? Chemistry?
Like, the idea that you can fuse gold from not gold?
The Philosopher's Stone? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what?
Well, it's what happens is it's an attempt to sound scientific from someone who doesn't believe in science.
Right, it's right.
Like, it's applying the scientific method to the literal opposite of science, faith.
Right.
Right, and that doesn't work. It's completely diametrically opposed.
Well, they also have to put down science at the same time. So you can't bring up something and legitimize it by saying, like, physics or nuclear chemistry, like, who knows, like, whatever, you know, like,
right, because
you have to say alchemy,
because it's like, you know, like, you can delve down, like, you know, there's probably Christians who believe that, like, there's an atom and then below that there's like quarks and like this, and, like, down to string theory, but at a certain point science runs up against a wall where it can't get any answers, and religion goes, no, it's fine, it's God, the answer is it's God, and it's like, well, yeah, no, that's
right, which,
like,
yeah,
and that's what this is, like, it's,
yeah, so, I don't know, I just know that I live in a world with people who believe that coloring books make you a devil.
So, my question when it comes to the whole adult coloring book
is, this is Zane quoting from the article, by the way.
Yeah, this is not Zane.
Is it really about coloring?
Oh, God.
Or is it about spiritual hosts of wickedness sneaking mandalas into our homes and into our subconscious minds?
No, it's about coloring.
Is it really about recreation, or is it new age evangelism? I can color all I want, but if I do, I'm going to get a big fat coloring book of Bible stories. It isn't so trendy and cool, but at least it is honest.
It's not trendy and cool.
You know, we did have here in the store, and I was going to staff pick it. We had a coloring book of martyrs.
Oh, yeah.
Like Christian martyrs at the moment of their death. Yeah. Oh, Zane's got another one. She found another little blurb here. Because she's not listening.
I don't think my friends know that mandalas are wicked, sacred objects. Mm. You wouldn't color pentagrams, would you? Upside-down crosses? Swastikas?
Well, that's super...
What's that rule? What's that
that's
rule?
Super ironic. That's like the most ironic thing, because a swastika is an Indian symbol.
But in the end, I'm sure that many people will accept it like they did yoga. God bless.
Well, yoga is the devil, too.
Well, the Vatican has said that, like, within the past 5 or 6 years. Like, not this new pope, but, like, the last pope guy was, like...
The Hitler pope.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nazi pope.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it was evil.
Pope Adolf I said that yoga was satanic.
Yeah. I'm going to tell a story. My grandfather died.
Are you going to do it in your Mark Twain? Oh, sorry.
My grandfather died. My grandfather died, maybe in 2006. And, I had to deal with my crazy family. Because it was that side of the family. And we're on the way to bury him. I was a pallbearer, so we were on the way to fucking bury him in, like, a military cemetery. Like, and, like, I'm getting, like, the third degree from, like, my family. They're like, so... Cause that's the most appropriate time to ask, like, your nephew, like,
if you're gonna
what
be saved.
Do you believe in?
Yeah.
And I was like... And at this point, I was, like, done for the day. I was like, I don't... I was like, yeah, you know, I believe in, like, you know, I'd, like, meditate and shit and, like, whatever. I don't really believe in, like, anything. It's not, like, an ethos. It's just, like, Zen Buddhism is, like, sit in a fucking corner.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's not a...
Stare at a wall, you know? Go jogging, like, whatever, you know? So then, like, the whole time I'm, like, being judged while this dead man I have to go put in the ground. And that, to me, is, like, it was perfect. It was a perfect moment. Because, like...
That's it.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
You can't even get past one fucking day...
Yeah.
...where your dad's dead.
Yeah.
You can't even... That doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. What really mattered in that moment was to ask me what I believed in.
Yeah.
And if I was going to go to heaven, because that's really important to you.
Yeah.
I don't think you want me in your heaven.
Well, they feel like it's their obligation to save you.
Right.
And, you know, it's a hard conversation to explain to them, like, I'm not imperiled.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't need to be saved.
I don't need safety because I'm not in danger,
like,
really.
I'm sure there are people who listen to this podcast. I don't see how that's possible if you follow us on anything. But I'm sure that there's somebody who listens to this podcast and we're offending them.
I'm not attempting to say, like, I don't have a problem with religion. I'm not a practicing you know, member of a faith myself.
Anything, right.
But I, you know, I respect people who do. That's their business.
Right.
But the idea that, like, specifically what we're talking about right now, that coloring a mandala is going to literally allow demons into your head is crazy. That is a thing that a crazy person believes.
Well, and it also, it's one of those things, like, I was thinking about this last night when you sent it. Like, there's a lot of people that are really finding something very therapeutic in, like, this coloring book trend.
Right.
I have a lot of friends, like people that I actually know in my life, who say that it helps to ease their anxiety, or it just helps them to unwind. It just makes them feel a little bit better. Yeah. It's something that provides them with just a small amount of comfort. And so what strikes me about this is it's sort of like examining that and saying, like, this gives you comfort. Well, it's the devil. It's of the devil. Like, you're not doing it right. This thing that makes you feel better, you're wrong.
And then the other...
And, like, what is that need that we have to, like, take that away from people? I don't have any. You know?
Well, the other end of that spectrum, the other thing I wanted to get into with this was I read a tweet. It's not someone I follow, but it's someone I follow that retweeted it, who, like, right in the beginning of the year tweeted out that the top, like, 8 best-selling books on the Amazon, like, bestsellers list were all adult coloring books.
Okay.
And it was something to the effect of, like, no wonder we're so fucked as a society. We're all so infantile. The idea that, like, an adult coloring in a coloring book with pencils means we're all somehow regressing to childlike states. And that's the other, that's the other thing. That's the agnostic approach to it, like you were saying, Zane. Yeah. What is the need if someone's getting comfort? And like, people, like, I've had customers who've come in, like, with their father, and their father's having problems with his memory, or being, like, he used to do crossword puzzles, but he can't do them anymore, and he likes to do stuff like that. So they're like, how about the coloring books? So I, like, sell them on coloring books.
Yeah.
And, like, the idea that we have to now hate that, too.
Yeah.
It's like, we've talked about this a million times, the idea that everybody has to feel the same way about everything. Or
be on board.
Your feelings are wrong if they disagree with the internet's feelings.
Well, and especially something that, like, you just find comforting, or just makes you happy, or it just relaxes you for whatever reason. Like, I'm kind of reminded of our talk about young adult books. Right. Like, who gives a shit what you're reading if it gives you some small peace of mind? Like, if sitting down and watching Degrassi, like, gives me half an hour of just, like,
I can't allow that one.
I think it's the same kind of thing. Like, we're always out to take this kind of shit away from people.
We have to make ourselves feel better. And by doing so, we
especially about, like, escapism. Like, somehow that becomes a bad thing.
Right.
Escapism is okay. Like, it's okay to find escapism in religion, apparently, but not in color.
Well, that fantasy is okay, but... It's not even escapism. It, like, from like, a Zen point of view, it's direct... you're actually committing an action.
Right.
It's the same thing as playing music. It's the same thing as running. It's the same thing as, I don't know, sewing. Yeah. Whatever the fuck soothes your brain.
Yeah.
Crochet. People did that for, like, years, right? That went away. People weren't like, it's the devil.
It's not infantile. That's like saying, like going to the gym is infantile because you're just pretending like you're back at the playground at the jungle gym.
It's like gym class.
If it's not for you, it's not for you, and that's fine. I'm not here to tell you, like, to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, the idea that you have to then go not just have an opinion about it, but express your opinion and belittle everyone else who doesn't agree with you, even, like, Josh.
My follow-up to something like that, like, it's infantile, would be like, well, then what is, like, what is this super adult
activity that I can
participate in? Like, then what's the answer to this? Right. Like, well, I don't understand, like, if this is infantile, well, I'm not allowed to do it because it's for babies. Like, okay, who cares?
Right.
I just don't understand why it matters.
I don't know. I don't know. Everyone's so concerned about
policing other people.
Everything, and it's so exhausting. I don't know. There are days, like, I refuse to, like, go online. Like you were saying today.
Earlier today. Yeah. So just for context, world, the trailer for the new Ghostbusters, the all-female cast Ghostbusters, came out today. I mean, it was a week ago when this episode's up, but... And the internet lost its mind,
in both directions.
Haters and lovers. Like it was either like they've ruined my childhood, or tears are pouring down my face because they got it so perfectly.
Right. I love it. It's so meaningful.
And like it's a trailer. It's a goddamn trailer. It's a 2-minute clip show of a movie.
It's an advertisement.
You will or won't see. Like
it's a selling point.
Well, of an action comedy.
Right.
Like this is not even like the trailer for Schindler's List.
Right.
Oh, good movie.
That trailer is even better though because it's shorter. And you don't see all the dead people.
All right. We're gonna get an angry email.
Yeah, I think we're already
going
to get
our first angry email.
Watch our Twitter followers.
For sure.
I fucking love Jesus.
oh my god, they were right about mandalas.
There's a demon in me. I gotta tweet it. Dude, I don't know, man. It just, it's something that
Ghostbusters,
like,
is the devil.
I don't, dude, well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's someone out there, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
I
feel like ghost busting would probably be like.
Hey, man, busting makes me feel good, all right? Just let me do it. It just makes me feel good.
It's meditative.
That would be not meditative.
Busting makes me feel at one with the universe.
Zen Ghostbusters.
Busted opens my mind for demon spirits to inhabit.
Oh my god. I don't know. We live kind of in like a pretty not this type of world, like area of the country,
yeah,
right? Like
we're not that far from it.
We're not that far from it. And there's always well, I used to go bowling and like there was like one really racist guy at the bowling alley all the time. And it's like you forget that like.
We're not that far from it, man.
It doesn't matter where you are. There's always that. It's an attitude. It's not a geography, I guess.
Well, yeah. We're only four generations removed from like the Civil War survivors. I
mean, my parents were alive during Civil Rights Movement.
Right.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When did African Americans get the vote?
1865.
Nice. He's right about that.
Yeah. It was the 15th Amendment.
I knew that. I just didn't know what year it was.
It's the 13th is slavery's gone. 14th is they were citizens, and then the 15th was the voting.
Radical Reconstructionism.
And when did women get the vote?
1920.
Yeah, but the first election was 20.
Right.
So.
Okay, 1919, 1920. Yes. Yeah, okay. All right.
We did it! History!
Right?
That lets demons in. If you study the factual incidents of the past.
All right,
well,
I'm just going to go color
lady,
some.
I'm a lady, so I'm pretty sure I'm, like, rife with demons.
I'm going to go color some Bibles from Bible battles.
I want to color the martyr book and just, like, put, like, you know, penises all over.
Stock up your red crayons.
Yeah, that's what I find relaxing.
Drawing penises. Yeah. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
All right, I think we've gotten it. I think we're there. Did we get it all out?
Yeah.
All right.
If you're offended by this, just tweet at me and we'll talk it out.
Yeah, let's hash it out, bro.
If you have ever colored in an adult coloring book and then been host to a demon, please let us know.
If you are a demon right now, I would love to know who's going to win the World Series.
We'd like to Skype you on for the show and you know, talk to a demon. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Or a Christian.
Or just hear about your experience. Like even if you're post demon now, like congratulations. And also, I want to hear about your experiences.
So yeah, get at us, crackingthespineshow@gmail.com or at crackingspine on Twitter. Or hit us up on Facebook. Cool.
It's Cracking the Spine, and you go to the search bar and you type it in, and it should be the first. I think we're the only one.
Pretty sure we are.
We're not a chiropractor.
That's right.
Not a chiropractor.
We're the podcast, not the chiropractor.
Not yet, anyway.
Exactly. All right, we'll be right back. We've got some stuff to catch up on.
Make sure you bring it in this time.
Okay, we're still cracking the spine.
Guys, no respect for form.
I don't.
Welcome back to segment 3 of Cracking the Spine. Wow. I'm Zane.
I'm Sean.
I'm Josh.
And we got a little bit of housekeeping I want to do. Thanks for everybody who participated in our bathroom-centric Twitter poll. Quit rolling your eyes, Josh.
Jesus, God.
We made it
the new Zane?
Made it a very simple poll. Do you read in the bathroom? Your phone counts, yes or no? Zane, what were the results?
It was 88% said yes, 12% said no, they do not read in the bathroom. A total of 465 people voted. 410 people voted yes.
Well, technically, 409 people voted yes.
Yeah.
Because then later, somebody tweeted that they accidentally hit no when they meant to hit yes.
It was a super confusing Twitter poll.
It was. It was like the Miami-Dade elections for Bush Gore.
We counted all the hanging chads.
And Pat Buchanan reads in the bathroom.
Pat Buchanan, he probably does. I can't believe 88% to 12%. That's ludicrous.
That's
only 56 people that say they don't.
56 people who can take a shit and just focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah. That's the vast minority.
Oh my god.
It feels good, Zane, doesn't it? Feels good to be validated.
Oh, yeah, Sean, it sure does.
Whoa, that was crazy. She was laughing and talking.
And we got an email this week from a new listener, a fellow named of Zachary Lawson. Hey, how's it going, Zachary? Who actually hit us up with a show suggestion, which we'll get to later. But then he also said, I just recently found your amazing podcast.
Oh, yeah, now you're getting there.
And have started from the newest episodes and working my way back. Thanks for the podcast. Your book suggestions have been a great addition to my library. I started to stagnate over the last couple of years, but with the help of Sean, Zane, and Sean, I've rekindled my love of reading. Thanks, Zach Lawson. P.S. Read a fucking book, Josh.
Hey, man.
It's like you heard it before you even got here. Like, it's like you knew that Zach was telling you to read a book because you did this week.
Yeah, I totally did because Zach told me to.
Maybe Zachary. Zach is a demon.
Zachary. He goes for Zachary, guys.
No, he goes for Zachary. Well, I'll tell you what he did.
Into your brain while you were meditating.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
But the larger point that
The
larger point I wanted to make about that email is it's not the first time we've heard from listeners that like our show has gotten them like interested in reading.
Yeah.
And I just want to say it feels really good to hear that. Like
that's awesome.
That like the stupid conversations we have once a week. And let's not make any, you know, mistakes about this. We have stupid conversations most of the time.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
We've had stupid.
I hold up my stupid end of a conversation quite well.
If we
did talk about poop last week.
No, we talked about books and poop.
That's fine. Look.
But no, it really does feel like, it's like, wow, that you know, and I like tell other people about it. I'm like, my listeners are sending us emails that they're getting into reading. People are like, that's awesome, dude. So yeah, it's awesome. Thank you, Zachary and everybody
yes,
else.
Thank you, Zachary.
And we just got a tweet in regards to last week's show.
Uh-huh.
Josh was talking about a pup called Scooby-Doo and the character of Red Herring.
Yeah.
And what was it, Zane? Who was it?
At Banjo Story.
Banjo Story.
Banjo Story.
Who said that in one of the episodes, Red Herring actually did it, and he called it the twist of the millennium.
I think that...
Pretty sure M. Night Shyamalan's going to adapt that into a full feature.
I think that's what The Visit was about.
Oh, yeah, because nobody saw it. We'll never know.
Nobody knows.
The what?
The
exactly.
Visit?
Exactly. His found footage horror movie.
Yeah.
It came out like 8 years after found footage was a thing.
It's kind of like...
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah,
but...
kids go to their grandparents' house. It was just this past year.
Yeah.
Kids go to their grandparents' house.
They never met them, though.
And, like, the grandparents are satanic, coloring mandalas or something.
Yes. Yeah, there's I saw the trailer for that. I didn't see the movie.
No, but, yeah.
Color a book? That's what the tagline was.
Bring your crayons.
Bring your crayons or colored pencils.
So, yeah. Anyway, keep sending us your emails. And thanks for listening. And
send us your suggestions for show topics as
well. Please, because otherwise you see what happens 2 weeks in a row.
Keep sending us great emails about how I don't do anything.
Yep.
All right, with that, we're going to wrap it up from here in Doylestown. We'll talk more next week.
Great, now they know where we live.